Well, perhaps you have heard about a program called Envisioning Just Pittsburgh. It's been done for a few years now, and it has taken root. And with us today is Gina Winstead. She is with Carnegie Museums, and this is more than Carnegie Museums. The Children's Museum is getting involved. Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh is getting involved. The August Wilson Center, also One Hood, and more. And Gina Winstead is with us. Gina, good morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. I would love to know a little bit about just the contours of this program. What made the Carnegie interested in doing this? I know it ends up being an exhibition of work submitted by people of all ages throughout the whole region. Can you give us a little overview of how it works?
Yes. Envisioning Just Pittsburgh, or EJP for short, is an art project that I started in 2023. I had just started at the Carnegie Museums a couple months before and was looking for a project that really helped to engage local artists for us to hear their voices. And so this call for art asks people to imagine a Pittsburgh where everyone feels welcome, safe, cared for, and included. And so we're really asking local artists or aspiring artists to share their ideas about what a fair and welcoming Pittsburgh could be. And this can be through a bunch of different mediums. You can use things like pictures, paintings, photography, also drawings, or it could be something like music, dance, song, any type of performance you're thinking of, or writing and poems, stories that kind of help us to see what that type of Pittsburgh would look like and feel like if it was more equitable and there was justice and fairness in the city of Pittsburgh.
So it sounds like a wide open opportunity for people to express their unique feelings about this topic using various forms. I'm sure you welcome traditional two-dimensional art, but do you get pieces in other forms?
Yeah, we do welcome a ton of different art forms, and we have gotten a plethora or many, many different types of forms of art. One year we even got a chair, a carved chair, in the first year of our call, and we've also had statues. We've had a very, very, very large banner last year that was a collective work of art by a local organization called Arise that a lot of folks are familiar with, and it was about 30 feet long. It wasn't our favorite to try to figure out how to show in a showcase or exhibit, but we made it happen. And, you know, oftentimes we have people who are singers and songwriters. We had a young woman last year who wrote a song and played the guitar, and so that was also featured in our showcase. And then we've had some really good poets, too, some young people who are writing things in their classrooms and then want to highlight and showcase them at the call for art. And so we've really been able to keep the options open for the types of art that we're receiving.
So visual art, writing, performance, interdisciplinary work, all of this is under consideration, and I know you're accepting submissions, I believe, through November 1st. Is that correct?
Yes. So November 1st is when the submissions will close. They've been open for about a month now. They opened on Juneteenth or June 19th. So we have a few in there already, but we've got about three more months to go, and we do have some workshops that are helping the local community to articulate or think about the way that they want to create art for this year's theme. This year's theme is home, and so we want artists to really talk to us about what home means to them. And home can mean so many different things. It can be the place where you live or grew up, or it can be your family, your friends, your neighborhood, your culture, the type of food you eat, the music you listen to. There are so many different things. And so we are asking young people to tell us through an art form what they think it would mean, or what they think it would take for Pittsburgh to be a home that is more welcoming for everyone, where everybody feels like Pittsburgh is their home.
So these workshops, there's one on August 8th, Saturday, at 1 o'clock, presented at Carnegie Museum of Art. And are there a few others as well?
Yep. So we've had a few already, but we are planning to stock the next few months with workshops, pretty much one every other weekend or so. There's the one on the 8th, which we're really excited about, at 1 o'clock at the Museum of Art. We also have one coming up on September 9th at Hillman Library, which is from 4 to 7 p.m., and that's in partnership with our partner, the University of Pittsburgh. And we have one that is an open mic night on September 17th, another on September 19th with Wright Pittsburgh. The August Wilson Center is planning one on October 4th. And then, you know, if you pay attention to our website, you will see a list of workshops updating constantly. So there's a lot of opportunities, whether you're a writer, a visual artist, and hopefully we'll have a performance workshop before the end of all of this on November 1st. But yeah, we have a lot of different opportunities for people to learn more about the call.
Well, that is great. And if you go to carnegiemuseums.org, or if you simply Google Envisioning a Just Pittsburgh, you'll find all of the details. And we would be happy to be a venue, or to encourage youth who we work with to provide submittals for this. I love the program, and it continues to get more inclusive. We just have another minute or so left. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we may have missed?
No, I just really want to say that, I mean, we use the word artist a lot, and I know so many folks struggle with perceiving or seeing themselves as an artist. Maybe they really like to draw, or like to write, or like to sing, but they don't give themselves that title. And I just want to say that we are really excited about hearing from everyone. And regardless of if you see yourself more as someone who is an activist or passionate about cares like justice and equality, or if you're an established artist, I think everybody has something to share. And you know, we're not just judging off of how great someone is as a painter. It is really related to this theme. And so we really want to hear the voices of people, and let people know that their voice matters, and that they can have a role in shaping the future of Pittsburgh, and that there's a lot of positive things to look forward to.
Gina Winstead, thank you so much for being with us. And again, carnegiemuseums.org is where you can find more information on Envisioning Just Pittsburgh. Thanks so much.
Thank you.